this morning, and he's going to be coming up to give us a presentation related to Gideon's, and we'll follow that with a brief look at God's Word. So Lyle, come on up.
Thank you, Pastor Gary. Thank you for the invitation and the opportunity to come and share with you about the Gideon Ministry of Gideon International. Gideon International is a large organization. It's global, reaches around the world. There are 187 countries now that participate in Gideon organization and outreach ministries in their individual countries. The Gideons provide Bibles in 79 different languages, so it's reaching many, many people that otherwise would not be reached. And if we were to pick up one of those Bibles that's being printed for a country, we probably would not be able to understand it, but it would be in their language, and that's the way we want it to be, so that wherever God's Word is placed, the bread of life, as it was just mentioned in Ron's prayer, the word of life is the Bible, and God intended it for that use. And it's the Gideon Ministry that is challenged to take the word of life and place it in places around the world that everyone can know about the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that many will be saved, and their lives will be transformed, and they'll have a spiritual heaven, a spiritual place in heaven, just as you and I. We thank you for this opportunity of coming into your presence to share with you some of the things that are happening in the Gideon Ministry. Here in the United States, we do support the Gideon Ministry, probably larger than any other country. Between United States and Canada, probably the financial support is about 80% of Gideon International. Gideon International organization is supported entirely by membership dues, with Gideon members who in the United States number about 80,000. We have 60,000 Gideon auxiliary members, of which my wife is one. Naomi works with our local Camp Gideon Ministry ladies in placing Bibles in nursing homes, in hospitals, in dentist offices, and making it available wherever people might be in distress. Now, that's a ministry that most men don't feel very comfortable about, going into medical facilities and sharing God's Word with elderly people that have real problems. And if you realize this is they're kind of getting close to their last part of their life, and many people have some real problems, that burdens that they've carried all their life and have never had a chance to share it with an individual person and be reconciled to Christ and be forgiven in their own hearts and reconciled with their family and friends. So it's a work that the auxiliary does and excels in it, and it's a work that the Gideon men probably aren't as adept to as the ladies' auxiliary. But they help us in many other ways. They hold us up in prayer. They have their own financial needs that they share with Gideon, other Gideon ministries, and we certainly appreciate their work. The Gideon Ministry has expanded since 1908. Was the first Bible placement in hotels. 25 Bibles were placed in Iron Mountain, Montana, 100 years ago. Since that time, 1.4 billion Bibles and scriptures have been placed worldwide. We're working on our second billion, and we hope to reach it by 2020. In the United States last year, over 1 million Bibles was placed in hotels. That's replacing some that are missing, some that have been damaged or missing. But let me tell you or share with you why some of those Bibles are missing. Recently, I was in a dentist's office, and I noticed that the lady in the dentist's office was reading her Gideon Bible that was placed there. And I said to her, "It pleases me you're reading the Gideon Bible." And she said, kind of tersely to me, "Why?" And I said, "Because I'm a Gideon and I'm glad that we have one available." she said, in a second, she said, let me share a story with you. She said, my son left home about 3 months ago, and last night was the first night that he had called. He said, and we had a long conversation. And I got around to asking him if he was reading his Bible, and he said, yes. And she said, well, that's strange. When you left home, you left your Bible at home. He said, well, I was staying in a hotel, and there was a Gideon Bible, and when I left the hotel, I took it with me. So that's one of those million that we replaced. But we're glad to do that. There was another instance in a hotel situation where a young Muslim lady was visiting the hotel with her parents. And in her spare time, she picked up the Gideon Bible and was reading it. And her mother said, don't, you shouldn't be reading that. But when she left, she smuggled that Bible with her. And when she went away to college, she smuggled it with her. But she was fortunate enough to have a Christian roommate. And the Christian roommate led her to the Lord. Another plant for the Lord. We think about John, who owned the lumber yard in Georgia. And he had a friend named Sam. Sam was an old man, about my age, I guess, probably by the story anyway. But Sam wore these bibbed overalls. And when Sam was out in the yard, he left the buckle open on the top of his bibbed overalls, and his Gideon Bible that he was given as a boy would fall out in the yard. And John would say, Sam, you lost your Bible. And that would give Sam an opportunity to witness to not only John, but whoever was making a purchase there at the lumber yard. Well, time went on, and John took over the lumber yard, and life became very lucrative. He started spending his money on alcohol and fast living, as we refer to it. And he got involved in drugs. John was married. He had a wife and two children. But his wife and two children could not tolerate John's behavior. So John's wife divorced him, and he had no place to live except in a hotel. And John remembered Sam and the Gideon Bible, and he took the Gideon Bible from the dresser that was there in the hotel room and read it and gave his heart, reconnected with the Lord, gave his heart to the Lord, and was saved for eternity. I had the privilege of meeting John in Georgia. He was making a Gideon presentation at Naomi's brother-in-law's church. What a joy it is to see a man that has destroyed his life. Yes, he lost his family, but he found the Lord. So those are some of the reasons why we still replace the Bibles here in the United States. Some of the doors are being closed, so we need you to pray that those doors will remain open and that Bibles will be available for people in distress. Sometimes we become complacent in our ideas and feelings about the need for those Bibles, but many people frequent hotels and motels that are there because of distress situations. They have family situations, and they have people that are in hospitals, and they have people that have lost loved ones and deaths in their family, or maybe it's divorce and separation. We don't know, but they're being used. We know by the condition of the Bibles that each Bible is used over and over and over in many of these motels, and we're grateful for that. And that's the work of the Gideons, of replacing those Bibles. But then we think of young people, people that have never heard or had the opportunity to read the scripture or hear about Jesus or hear about the eternal things of life, that are hopeless and fearful. We think of a young boy in India that was giving a scripture by a Gideon distribution there. And Kenny was his name. And Kenny read that scripture, and he read in Matthew 9, verse 27, where Jesus healed the blind. So Kenny went to the pastor, and he said, Pastor, my dad is going blind He said that it says in the scripture that Jesus healed the blind. And the pastor says that's correct. He said, but we can pray for your dad. So they got together and prayed. And he is healed. His eyes were open. It was a miracle. God still is in the business of healing and doing miracles. Kenny is now a pastor in India. We think of other children in Kenya and Africa. Gideon distribution was being made in a church there, or in a school in Kenya. And as the Gideons were making the distribution, the Gideon asked, is there anyone here that has one of the Gideon Bibles? And one of the little boys raised his head kind of timidly and said, yes. And Gideon asked him, well, could I see that Gideon Bible? And the little boy brought it up to where he was making the distribution. And he opened it. And there in the back of the Bible, where it says, if you make a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ, accept him as your personal Savior, and if you confess your sins, you'll be born again. And if you have done this, sign your name. And in that little scripture Bible were written three names. And this boy was using it as his school text. In another instance, in a distribution, the Gideon representatives were making a distribution in the country, and the teacher found out about this, that the Gideons were making a mass distribution. So she asked, is there any way that the Gideons can come to my school? It's up in the country. You have to walk 2 or 3 miles to get to my school, she said, but I would love to have the Gideons come and make a distribution of Bibles to my students. And so they agreed, and on the Gideon distribution, they went to that school. And the teacher said that this Gideon Bible will probably be the only book in each family that receives this Gideon Bible today. This will be their only study book. This will be their only text for their nurturing of their spiritual life. So the Gideons, she said, set up a table outside of the school and we'll make the distribution this way. And she said that you make the distribution, but individually they'll come and get their Bibles. And they walked like 20, 30 feet on their knees and received their Bible, each one. But that was the only Bible or the only reference that they would have in their home as a study guide. No television, probably no radio, but they had the Word of God, the bread of life. We think of mass distributions of Gideon Bibles. Last year, one of our local Gideons here in St. Clair County was a part of it. It was a mass distribution of scriptures and Bibles on the Philippine Islands. 906,000 Bibles were distributed by about 40 Gideons and local Gideons, plus 40 representatives of the Gideon International from the United States were there to make that distribution. In 3 weeks' time, they distributed 904,000 Bibles. We do it locally. Just maybe 6 weeks ago, there was a distribution in Southwest Michigan and the city of Detroit. 65,000 Bibles were distributed and placed in the hands of people individually. Each Bible is presented individually to these people. 65,000 in the city of Detroit. We make mass distributions on campuses and in junior colleges. We're restricted on public schools from placing Bibles. We make distributions at public schools, but we do it because we're restricted from the school property. We have to stand on property off the school grounds in order to make those distributions. But many students come, many people reach out for distributions of the scriptures. We think of the many, many military people that have received Bibles when they're inducted into the military service. On each induction center, there's a representative of the Gideons there to present the Bibles. And a story that touches me deeply, and it maybe sounds a little out of date to you, but not to me. Ken Siegel was inducted into the Marines, and he served time in Vietnam. And you hear stories and read stories maybe about the difficulties that a American soldiers and American forces had in Vietnam. But he was given a Gideon Bible, and he read it, and he relied upon it. And in one instance, when he was under heavy fire and that they were surrounded by the Vietnamese, they thought it was the last of their unit, their battalion, would be wiped out, but some miracle way it survived. And during that time when they were restricted, Ken made a note in his Bible. It was February 26, 1968, and it was Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20 that he circled, and he dated it. So he came home, survived the war, and he was sharing this experience, how he used the Gideon Bible during his difficult times. And Grandma Harris was a very devout Christian, and she said, "Let me share with you, Ken." And she went into her bedroom and brought out her family Bible, and she said, "Betty and I prayed hard for you while you were in Vietnam." Betty was her prayer partner. She said, but she opened up her scripture to Matthew 18, verse 19 and 20, and then in the margin of it, she said, "Prayed for Ken throughout the night for his safety in Vietnam." The miracle of prayer is unlimited. The supernatural is beyond us. We don't believe that. We don't know. We don't feel it. The feeling of the Holy Spirit, the engagement that we have with one another, is tremendous. We have a prison work with the Gideons. There are many areas of the country, this country and worldwide, that are open to prison ministry. I could share how Rashid Zakhov was a hoodlum, as he describes himself, in Ukraine. He was doing all kinds of things like late teenagers do, you know. But he made a mistake. He stole the probate judge's car. And when it came to sentencing, they weren't very light on our friend Rashid. And he was put in solitary confinement. But he was visited there by a Gideon. And a Gideon presented him with a Bible. And he said, "Rashid, if you do get out of prison," he said, "I would like more contact with you." So Rashid did get out of prison after lots of time to read the Bible, because he was in solitary confinement. And he gave his heart to the Lord. And in contact with this Gideon, who had been from Prim, Russia, where he had a Bible institute there, Rashid went to work with this Gideon person in Prim, Russia, which is about 2 hours by jet flight west of Moscow. Desolate country, as he describes it. But he also met a young lady that was from St. Clair, that was doing mission work in Prim, Russia. She went there to work as a mission person in an orphanage, and she was holding a Bible study, and Rashid started attending that. Today, Rashid and Aaron are missionaries in the Prim, Russia area, where they do a commuting service with a van to about a dozen different villages that they drive out to, and spend a day in the village with up to 12 other recruited Christian members witnessing to the people in Russia, a country that has been vastly opened to the Word of God. Things are happening in China. Things are happening in Vietnam. Things are happening in Syria. Iraq has opened a new Gideon ministry. The Gideon ministry does reach around the world, but it's through prayer and support that we're able to do this. We're always interested in younger men and some old men to join the Gideon ministry. If you're at all interested, we would welcome your interest in that. We're also very grateful for the support that churches like yourselves give of monies and financial support to the ministry, but we also ask for your prayer support as the ministry continues to go forward. We seem like we're losing ground sometimes with population explosion, the percentage of people we can reach, but the Lord will help us, the Lord will carry our work, and we thank you for the support that we get from the extension of your ministry worldwide. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be with you. I trust that the Lord will be good to you in your life for eternity. Thank you.
Thank you, Lyle. We appreciate that very much. I actually had about a 15-20 minute message to tack on the end of that. I don't think I'm going to give that to you just for the sake of time. I think it was important to hear what Lyle had to say. What I want to do, so I just want to read to you from the close of this message. This is a quote from somebody, and I think it kind of fits in well with what's already been said. Talking about the Bible, it says, "This book contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrine is holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be saved, and practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Here heaven is open and the gates of hell are disclosed. Christ is the grand subject, our good is its design, and the glory of God its end. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, health of the soul, and a river of pleasure. It is given to you here in this life, will be opened at the judgment, and is established forever. It involves the highest responsibility. It will reward the greatest labor and condemn all who trifle with its contents." That's the Bible. That's the Word of God that we've been talking about here this morning. Lyle, thank you so much, you and Naomi, for coming here this morning and sharing with us your very important ministry. What I'd like to do as we close here this morning is to take up an offering for the Gideons. Now, the contents of this offering will go towards the placement of Bibles, and we would encourage you to contribute to that as the Lord leads. So if men, if you could come up and we could get the offering plates, we'd like to pass those around, and this offering, as I said, will go to the Gideon Bibles.